Today's podcast is brought to you by Snoop Dogg and Easy Motherfucking E. And I ain't talking about me. I'm not Easy Motherfucking E. I'm talking about, like, you know, the rapper, like NWA Easy Motherfucking E. And obviously, that's not who the podcast is really brought to you by, but those were the two artists I listened to for pump up songs before I listened to the podcast. So they're both fucking bangers, okay? And well, the songs by them I listened to were bangers. Snoop's was Gin and Juice. We all fucking know that song. It's a great one. And then Real Motherfucking G's by Eazy-E. So two old school rap songs to get me in the place I needed to be to record this for me and you, okay? And while we're on the topic of Snoop Dogg, like, bro is actually having, well, sorry, the Olympics are over now, but bro literally had the best time of his life at the fucking Olympics, okay? Like, he should be the ambassador for, like, all Olympics, not just, like, the states. Like, he should just be the ambassador of the fucking Olympics, because this guy's killing it. He's really killing it. Like, I read somewhere, whether this is true or not, that he was paid like $500,000 a day just to like make appearances at the Olympics. Let's see if this is true. How much money was Snoop being paid? What the hell? I'm typing in how much money was Snoop being paid, and it comes up money Snoop was being paid for the Cheesecake Factory. Maybe that's something to look into afterwards. Paid for Olympics. Gin and juice. Yeah, okay. $500,000 a day. Sitting next to an NBC executive at dinner, he said that Snoop is paid $500,000 a day plus expenses to be here promoting at the Olympics. From Gin and Juice, hilarious, was listening to that song, to a few million for being a celebrity at the Olympics. What a world. What a world is fucking right. But like, he killed it, man. He was having the best time. He always was like wearing shirts of like the different athletes. Like, he was literally the biggest supporter. I feel like he would have fucking done it even if he wasn't being paid 500 grand an appearance a day by NBC. Like, he was just killing it. When he was wearing the equestrian fit, let's go. Him and Martha Stewart, side by side, those are two real motherfucking G's, okay? Looked fucking incredible. So, you know what? Snoop Dogg, obviously, I think it was like early 90s or like the 80s is when he like started to come around. Literally, like, I just read from Gin and Juice, literally just probably like just a song, literally, was obviously it's a legendary song, but from that song to now being paid 500 grand just to show face at the Olympics every day for 2 weeks. Like, bro has made it. That's the thing about Snoop Dogg too. He always talks about like he just has his foot in everything. It's not even just music anymore. He obviously gets royalties and stuff like that from music being paid, but he just has his foot in everything. So like, if anybody wants to fucking follow a business plan, man, he's probably one to follow. But I mean, I think he went to jail for a bit, but you know, rise above it like he did. Now he's Mr. Olympics ambassador, okay? But yeah, okay, something weird happened to me today. I'm finished talking about Snoop Dogg. I could talk about Snoop Dogg all day, but for the sake of time, let's move on. I was walking my dog, and we go for like a really long walk every day to start off the day, because he is a poodle and poodles are highly energetic. So if I don't walk him like he deserves and has to be every day, he's a pain in my ass, okay? And it's just not good for him. Like, he needs it. So anyway, on our walk, and it's not the nicest day, so I bring a sweater and I end up tying it around my waist for most of the walk. But towards the end, I was walking along the waterfront and it's like getting cloudy. You can tell it's probably going to rain, and there's like a lot of wind building up, and I'm like, okay, I need to stop here and put on my sweater. So like, along the boardwalk, along the beaches and stuff, like there's like everywhere in Toronto, like you're never not going to be in a neighborhood, no matter what neighborhood it is, that like doesn't have sketchy people walking around. Okay. So your head, like, even though I'm pretty immune to it now, like living in a big city, like I don't really like pay attention to shit, my head is still on a swivel because you never fucking know. And so I stop. And I'm getting chilly, so I put on my sweater. So I put my purse down just for like a second and put Buddy's leash just like right on top of it. And like no one's gonna steal my purse. Like it's literally like there. So this was a non-issue. But like I just kind of like see someone walking towards me, but I didn't really think anything of it. But it was a lady and she kind of looked like not with it. And I was just like, but again, like I wasn't really paying close of attention to it. And I'm like back on to this like walking path. And all of a sudden, I feel like someone's fingers like in my butt crack. I know, like it's not like right in there, but like literally someone's like, it was like they were grabbing something off my like butt, but it was like right in my butt crack and they like went in there. And I was like, what the fuck? And I turned around and like this lady just like walking fast away from me. And I know I don't have anything like on me. I'm like, so she didn't steal anything, but I'm like, why in the fuck are you touching my ass? Why in the fuck do you have your fingers in my fucking crack? Okay. And when it's little things, like I can always let things go, but when you're touching me like that, I'm sorry, like there's a fucking limit. And I pick up myself, pick up Buddy, and I yell at this lady. And I'm like, what in the fuck are you touching me for? And there was like a guy like next to me on a bike, and he looked at me weird, like, what the fuck does she just touch you like that for? And then she's like walking faster and faster away from me. And I'm like, no. I don't care. Like, I get it. Like, when homeless people say stuff to you, or like, not even just homeless people, just like a little bit of Toronto crazies say stuff to you or do stuff to you, you just gotta like rise above it, ignore it. But like I said, when your fingers are going in my butt crack, like I'm not gonna ignore it. And then I'm like about to like go after this girl and literally unload, and some lady like runs up from the beach and is like, I'm so sorry, like she's autistic and I just noticed like she picked up off like lint off your pants. That means she likes you. And she's just like going through it right now. And like, it was weird the way this lady like came up from the beach and like said, I'm like, are you her mother? Like, I didn't ask questions or anything. I'm like, are you her caretaker? Cause like, I understand like one of my nephews, he's autistic and he's not like, he's on the spectrum, but he's not like, he doesn't have it severely. But regardless, like, obviously, I have a soft spot for anybody who has like a disability or like anything, like mental, anything like that. So I just like, even though I'm wound the fuck up, I just say, like, okay, like, that's fine. I understand. She's like, I'm so sorry. But then, like, this woman, like, was nowhere near. It was just like, it was a very weird situation. But I did feel a bit, I did feel terrible afterwards because, if obviously this is true, and this lady who put her fingers in my butt crack trying to get, I guess, lint off my shorts was indeed autistic, then me screaming at her probably freaked her the fuck out. And I do feel very bad for that. So, and I mean, like, how in the fuck was I supposed to know? You know what I mean? Like, all I felt was someone's fingers go in my butt, and then I looked and they were like running away from me. So obviously it was sus. Regardless, you never know what you're gonna get in the city of Toronto. You really know. And I told my friend Liv this story, and she's like, only like that would only happen to you. Like someone like who like is autistic would put their hands like on you like that to get lint off of you. Like she's like, that doesn't happen to anyone else but you. But yeah, great way to start my day. Do like I did feel like I said, I felt bad because I did unload. But like again, like it's obviously, that's very invasive of personal space. And if I would have known she was autistic in the first place, then I wouldn't have snapped like that. But like, otherwise, people listening, don't fucking touch me. Okay? Like, don't touch me unless I love ya and we're like hugging or something, or you know me well. Otherwise, hands off, baby. Hands off. Without further ado, welcome to Vibing with Murph, a podcast about the craziness that is life, the challenges we face throughout, and becoming the best version of yourself, ourselves, along the journey. I'm Murph. I'm Aaron Murphy. I am the host of this podcast, and I hope everyone's enjoying their Tuesday. I hope everyone enjoyed their weekend. I hope everyone has a great week. I hope everyone's families are doing well. I hope vibes are high, and I hope you're well and healthy, okay? I hope you're rested up for this week to come, and I hope you have things to look forward to in the weeks coming, okay? Today, vibes. Vibes are good. I'm quite tired today. And the weather is kind of gloomy, which doesn't really help making the tiredness go away. But my sister decided yesterday that her and my nephew are coming to visit and stay with me for a few days. So I'm super excited for that. And I do apologize for my raspy voice. I do have a naturally raspy voice, but I did attend one of my best friend's wedding this weekend, and I was literally at the wedding, like, voice was gone at the wedding. Like, it was fucked. I could barely speak. So the fact that I have the voice that I do right now is pretty good, okay? The wedding, my firstborn child, Andrew Petrie, got married this weekend, and I can't believe it. Literally, I can't believe it. My friend for 12 years, one of my old roommates, literally, like, went to university together. Literally, like, my brother, not my brother, he's my child, he is literally my child, got married. And it's just hilarious to see, because, like, fuck, we've been just through so much together. And it was just one of those wedding moments that I'm like, holy shit, like, wow, everyone's getting married. And this was my fourth wedding this summer. So obviously, everyone's getting married, but some just, like, hit you a little bit harder than the other ones. But I'm so happy for him and Rachel. Everything was perfect. The wedding was fucking beautiful. I saw so many friends that I haven't seen in a while. Drinks were flowing. Food was amazing. I fucking die because, like, Andrew, like, loves his chocolate chip cookies. Like, loves them. And that was one of his desserts. Like, you could very much tell, like, what Rachel chose to put on the menu and what he chose to put on the menu. And it was just, like, obviously the chocolate chip cookie was his dessert of choice. But yeah, it was amazing. The funniest thing happened to me, like, on the way home too. Like, I had an Uber driver from Turkey. He had just got here and, like, could not speak English. So me and him were having conversations, and he just had a translator on things. So we were just speaking through translator in my Uber on the way home at 5 a.m. So that was a treat. No weddings now for me until October, and then I'm finished for the 2024 season. 2024 season is going to be wrapped up, okay, very soon. October, beginning of October, that's my last week wedding. That is in Newfoundland. But yeah, this weekend I also saw a lot of my friends' parents, which was dope. I love all the boys' parents. One of my buddy's dads, like, just would not get over the fact that I'm single, like, was just, like, could not understand it, and literally said to me every single time he saw me that, like, I don't understand how you're single, Aaron, if I was 30 years old again. That's such a classic dad thing to say. But yeah, that's what I'm kind of gonna spit about this week, you know, like, because, you know, after also with some drinking and stuff like that, when it's late and it's just a few people sitting around a table and talking, the gates open and no topic is off the table. And this is a topic, you know, dating, like, or, like, being in a relationships and stuff like that was something that me and my two buddies sat down and talked about for a little bit, like, after the wedding. We were just, like, talking about, you know, being single. And one of my friends, he's kind of, like, newly single. And it's just a bit stressed about it because where he lives, every single person is dating someone or is married. And it's like that here too. Like, all my friends are, like, dating and seeing people, but in a city like Toronto, it's much more comfortable being single in the sense that, like, there are so many options. It's not comfortable being single financially, but, like, when it comes to being like, hey, like, oh, I'm not the only single person, like, it's never, like, it's not as, like, I don't know, weight bearing. It's not as heavy, or I don't even want to say burden. It's just not as stressful as it is here that it would be in, like, on the East Coast, which is where I'm from, where it is just like everyone, it's just like you know, you get your education, you get a job, you get married, you have kids, you retire 30 years later. And in bigger cities, it's not as much like that because bigger cities just have so many more options, obviously. But like, you know, he just was like struggling with it a bit, and I kind of like would I would not be lying. Sorry, I would be lying if I said like the thought didn't go through my head, like, yeah, like I could be single forever and never find the person that suits me. And like that thought has for sure gone through my head and given me some anxiety. But also, it's not just like there's one perfect person out there for all of us at the same time. I really believe that there are multiple people that suit us amazingly. Like you could use the word soulmate, but I think we have multiple soulmates. I don't think there's just like one person in the world meant for us, and if we don't meet them, then we're with someone who is not well suited for us. I think that's ridiculous to think about because I've met so many people that I click with really well, but like it's just like the timing's not right, right? So I'm like, oh, I could say you're my soulmate, but the timing's not right. So clearly you know, you could be one of them, but you're not all of them. And I think it's really can be dangerous to put your eggs, like all your eggs in one basket as well. Like there are plenty of fucking fish in the sea, okay? And I get it, dude. Like I'm 30, and if you're listening to this and you're single, and even if you're not in your 30s, even if you're in your 20s, or you just like you're not like scared of being single forever, you are just like, you know what? I really want to be in a relationship. I do better in a relationship, and I don't like being single. Like I get that it's freaky, but there's many more painful things in life than being single. And a lot of those things come with being with the wrong person. Because if you're with the wrong person and you choose to be with that person for the rest of your life, a lot of the pain that comes with being someone who isn't suited for you and doesn't have values that align with yours and someone that you just like don't really 100% want to be with, that brings a lot more pain than just sticking out being single for a while, okay? Like for like me, I've never really been in a serious relationship. I dated a fucking nutcase in high school that was an extremely an abusive relationship. Like it was such an emotionally abusive relationship that is insane, which is like sad. I think about it. I'm like, oh my God, my first relationship ever was like the most emotionally abusive thing in the world. And then like that turned me off from dating for a really long time. But in that time, you know, I really got to know myself. But then like over a year ago, I was in another relationship, and like I don't even like refer to that as a relationship anymore. That was like 200% a situationship and like a trauma bond. And that situation was also extremely emotionally abusive. So really, I have never been in a serious relationship at the age of 31. So sometimes, of course, that fucks with me a bit. Like, I definitely turn it on myself in a bit. I'm like, man, like everyone else is dating people. What the fuck's wrong with me? Like, why aren't I getting those opportunities? And I think the way I like, not I think, but the way I look at it now, even when I do like have those thoughts creep back into my head sometimes, the way I look at it now is like, you know what? One, if I was meant to be with someone right now, I would be. Two, I have met people, but they've all honestly been fuckheads. Well, most of them, like there were some people who were like really good people, but they just didn't suit me. And I was just like, okay, like you're a great person, but like I think I would just be dating you because I would be settling because I was like, I don't want to be alone and fuck that. That's not who I am. But yeah, two, I think this is just like for me, having the background that I do with like an unpredictable parent, a very emotionally abusive relationship when I was so young, and then another emotionally abusive relationship when I was 30 years old. I'm just like, okay, like we need to figure this out. There's something going on here, right? Like, so instead of looking at it as a burden, it's an opportunity for me to continue to work on myself, to be by myself, and to know what I really want in a relationship, to know what I value in a relationship, to know what I value in life, to figure out what I value in myself and to be the person I want to be and to become the best version of myself or a better version of myself when I do meet someone. And when I am that better version of myself, when I'm feeling like a fucking kick-ass bitch, when I've healed a bunch of those wounds that I have gotten in these emotionally abusive relationships, then I'm going to be able to accept healthy love and accept a person that I deserve. And I hope that out there, one of my soulmates is doing the same thing for themselves, because I do not want a project. Okay. I don't want to be someone's mother. I don't want to be a babysitter. Okay. I've fucking done that and it is no fun. Okay. I'm very independent and I don't want to have to do that shit. I also want someone who, you know what, maybe I don't want to just be extremely independent for the rest of my life. Maybe I would like someone to be able to take care of me too. I want a man in my life, okay? I want someone to bring their masculinity into my life so I don't have to feel like I have to be in my masculine all the time either, okay? And it's just like, we're not about settling people. Like, fuck that. There are way too many people in the world for us to have to fucking settle, okay? And like, it's just not fucking worth it. I know so many people who are either in relationships or who have been in relationships just because they're settling or because they don't want to be alone. And I'm like, you know, if you just took the time to be by yourself and work on yourself and just fucking chill, that you are going to attract somebody that is going to make all that waiting and all that alone time fucking worth it. Like, I would so much rather be alone right now than be with someone who doesn't suit me, get married to them, and then just divorce when I'm fucking 40 years old and have to be single at 40. Fuck that. I'd rather just wait. I'd rather just chill. And I guess the good thing about me is I really do value my alone time, but that's something that I think other people have to do too. Like, if you are like uncomfortable by yourself and you always want someone around and stuff, that is a sign that you have a little bit of like something trauma going on there. There's some kind of wound that you have to heal there. You need to become comfortable with yourself, man. If you can't even be comfortable with yourself, you probably aren't going to be actually to be able to be authentically comfortable with another person. And oftentimes, like, sometimes people and myself, I've done this before too, want someone in their life so bad that they're willing to let people treat them poorly and do things that they don't value in people, and let people show characteristics in themselves that they don't value, that they would never do themselves. They let other people treat them like that and possess those characteristics just because they want to have someone in their life. And I'm just like, man, it's fucked. And it's hard to see when you're in it. I get it, because you have those rose-colored lens glasses on and you obviously are with someone because you have an emotional connection to someone. So like, having an emotional connection to someone changes everything, okay? Like, for example, with this situationship I was in like over a year ago now, I cared so deeply for this person and cared about them and wanting to make them happy so badly that every shitty fucking thing they did, I like made an excuse for. I was like, oh, you know what? Well, they have a lot of shit going on right now, or like they have a lot of issues. Like, they dealt with this when they were growing up, when they were a kid, they did this, like they had this happen to them. But if someone, one of my friends, for example, were going through something, the exact same thing with someone, and they would have told me the things that this person did, but coming from their side, I would have been like, okay, you need, this dude's fucking like an idiot. Like, get rid of them, okay? Get rid of them. The only difference is between if my friend was going through it with someone and me going through it with someone is that I have an emotional connection to the person I'm seeing. I don't have an emotional connection to the person they're seeing. So it is so important to fucking think about it if it was your fucking friend going through it, okay? Because, or not even just your friend, say if it was like your daughter or your son, anybody you fucking love, if they were having someone treat you the way someone has treated you in a relationship, or like some, they do things or say things, like, it's not always like, abusive relationships aren't always like physical big things or like terrible massive fights. Sometimes it happens in the smallest little ways, and those oftentimes are more dangerous because they break you down over time. And a lot of times when you deal with narcissists and stuff like that, that's what they do, whether they're aware of it or not. They break you down slowly, they reel you in, and then they slowly break you down to the point where you will not survive without them because they feel like they want them to be your only line. So I got off a little bit off topic here, but I'm just like trying to make the point that sometimes it is truly better to fucking be alone than to be with anybody. And I know some girls with the lowest fucking self-esteem, okay? Like, and I'm not like shitting on you, or if you have a low self-esteem, I'm not like, "Oh my God, this bitch got a low self-esteem." I'm not using it against you, but I am just saying some of these girls have the lowest self-esteem that I've seen in anybody ever, and same even some guys I know, but predominantly women, unfortunately, with the lowest fucking self-esteem. And they're just with people who aren't helping it. And they would rather be in a relationship that doesn't suit them or whatever, because they just want so badly to be accepted and wanted by everyone around them and men or whoever of like a higher standing or with a certain job or whatever, that they will literally treat themselves poorly by sticking around in a relationship because they think that if other people view them a certain way, it's going to make them feel better. Okay. They rely on outside sources to make them feel better. When, yeah, she could give you a little bit of a little self-esteem boost in a second, but in the long run, dude, you are fucking hurting yourself and you are just digging that self-esteem hole of death even fucking deeper. Okay. Coming from a girl, me, who I know a lot of people probably wouldn't think it because so many people have said to me so often, like, "You're so confident, you're so sure of yourself, like, you don't give a fuck about what anybody thinks." And yeah, that's true to an extent, but I have dealt with extreme low self-esteem as well. And I still do. Everyone does. That's why I'm saying I'm not shitting on people for having low self-esteem. You're human, okay? If you don't always feel the best about yourself all the time, but like, it's different when you are just like miserable because of it and you're just applying band-aids and not doing the work to actually fix it. Like, there's nothing that drives me crazy more than like girls complaining about their self-esteem, but then literally doing zero things to change it. And sorry, not just girls, guys too. Like, the definition of insanity. Sorry, excuse me. Little burp there. Been drinking a bubbly, and we know that carbonation. We know that carbonation. Anyway, the definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over and over and expecting a different outcome. Okay? Like, nothing's gonna fucking change unless you change it. You're not gonna find a relationship when you're dating the same type of shitty guy over and over and over. Okay. Like, and I see, like, "Oh, why am I not happy? Why am I not like accelerating in relationships? Like, why haven't I found my person?" Because you won't be single and you keep dating the same piece of shit over and over and over and over. You know what those pieces of shit have in common? You. They have you in common, okay? So yeah, we attract certain people, but we also choose certain people. We don't just like people don't just come up to us and say like, "Hey," you're like, "Oh yeah, okay, let's get married," okay? Like, you entertain it as well, okay? So yes, like being alone or seemingly being alone forever can seem very daunting, but rushing into something or settling for something just so you can avoid being alone forever isn't going to get you anywhere either. Okay? Like I said, I would much rather be alone and hang out with myself than be with somebody who either makes me feel alone or somebody that I'm not like fucking excited to be with every single fucking day. And I know love fucking fades, man. And I know relationships take work after years. But like, for me, I value fucking commitment and I value putting work into things and being disciplined and being consistent. And I know I'm not gonna find my person until I find someone who is also the same. Not everyone these days values commitment, okay? There are a lot of people who are just like so miserable in their lives that they can't even fathom committing or being disciplined with themselves. So they're not gonna value and commit and be disciplined to being with you either, okay? Just take it one day at a time, okay? Like with anything, like with working out, like with eating healthy, like with anything that is going to make you into a better person, and anything that is different from what you're doing every single day, you have to take it one day at a time, okay? And if that means getting a calendar, literally getting like a paper or whatever, yeah, I guess paper, laminate, whatever, calendar, even if you had to do that, and then mark it every single day at the end of your day and X through it. Hey, I got through this day. Whether that's you're trying to, from being alone, from not speaking to anybody, or whether you're trying to eat healthy or just make a new habit, fucking do it. Anything you gotta do, man, it's gonna be worth it in the long run. And if you just take your fucking time, put on like a fucking happy face every day and get fucking through your day, you will start getting to the point where being alone doesn't seem that scary anymore. And then you're not just gonna want to be with someone just because you're lonely. You're gonna want to be with someone because you're like, hey, I'm actually ready and prepared for a healthy relationship, and I'm not gonna settle for anything less than that. Okay, that's the point where I'm at now. And I might be even a little bit too like hyper independent, yeah, but I know when the right person fucking comes along, it's gonna be worth it. And if I have to wait for that right person, I'd rather wait fucking 10 more years than meet someone tomorrow and be in a fucking shitstorm of a situation, okay? And I hope you want that for you too, because you deserve it. Even if you haven't had the best track record with relationships, even if you haven't been the best to people, even if you've done things that you're not the most proud of, you still deserve to have a happy life and have someone in your life that makes you feel like you're worthy and that, you know, can make the tough days a little lighter, okay? We all deserve that, okay? And if you're listening to this podcast, that just tells me that, like, hey, you have the same kind of mindset where you do want the best for yourself, okay? So crack down, get disciplined, stop, like, feeding into every single thought you have, because they're just that, they're thoughts, okay? We have 40 to 50,000 of them a day. If we gave into every single thought we have, we'd be, I don't even want to know, okay? I'd be in jail. I'd be in fucking jail, okay? I would not be here. Mama, Big Mama would be in jail, okay? We'd be behind bars, or we'd be an alcoholic, okay? We'd be a raging alcoholic, or I'd be addicted to meth. Come on, like, let's be honest here. Let's be honest here, okay? If I gave in every single thought I had, I'd probably be addicted to meth. But that's neither here nor there. But point is, you don't have to give weight to every single thought, okay? Get quiet with yourself. Start practicing meditation. Start eating well. Take care of your body. Exercise. Still treat yourself. But just treat yourself nice. Like, you're craving a relationship so bad, start giving yourself everything that you would give to someone in a relationship, okay? Do that for yourself first. And then when you do meet someone, you're going to be a fucking 10 times better partner. And when you are a 10 times better partner, you're going to attract a partner that is worthy of you, okay? As long as you're feeling like shit about yourself, you're going to keep attracting that same fucking person, okay? The universe will keep sending you the same fucking person until you learn your lesson, okay? Keep your head on a swivel. Keep your head on a fucking swivel, okay? Don't let everyone in. It's not worth it. Not everyone deserves your fucking time. Your energy is fucking, I was about to say pure. It is pure. But your energy is something that should be protected, okay? Not everyone fucking deserves it. Most people don't, okay? So if you like this podcast, please subscribe, share, rate, shoot me a message if you like this podcast. You know, I always like to hear people's thoughts and whatever. And honestly, it keeps me motivated to keep doing it as well. Because it does make me feel good, but not every week do I have time to sit down and do a podcast. But guess what I do every week? I sit down and I do a podcast because I'm disciplined and I'm consistent, and you can get there too, okay? Talk next week.